We are about to be joined by the voice of the Dayton Flyers, Larry Hansgen. And he joined. Go ahead. You can tell me.
Hansgen.
And he is on the phone with us now. Larry, thanks for joining us. And how about those Dayton Flyers?
I tell you what a game it was yesterday. Great atmosphere for college basketball. Folks in Buffalo did a nice job putting the tournament on. And also, huge crowd. And, there were so many side stories to the game, whether it was Jordan Seifert being a one-time Ohio State player and Archie Miller having coached under Thad Mott at Ohio State. And, of course, the proximity of the schools, although the fact that they don't play each other on a regular basis, so many sidebars. But ultimately, it was just a great college basketball game.
You knocked 83% of the billion-dollar pool people out with that game.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
You're probably in the 1% still alive.
Yeah, but even I did not imagine that Mercer was going to be Duke, so yeah. My bracket's wrapped too.
Well, let's go back, Larry. Dayton's in the Maui Invitational. And Jim Boeheim was saying out there in Maui, I want no part of Dayton. I want no part of Dayton in the Maui Invitational. Now, some 100 days later, he's going to have to take part in Dayton tomorrow there in Buffalo.
Yeah, and I think it's a great matchup. Right now, the Orange are a 7-point favorite. They're a great basketball team. But Dayton has no fear. And I think you saw that in Maui even, going up against at that time a Gonzaga team who was ranked, I think, 11th going into that tournament. And then even facing Baylor, which was in the top 20, and a Cal team out of the Pac-12, they just had no fear, and they still don't. They believe in each other. And here's the real key about this team. Every team I've ever been around, they always say, oh, yeah, we got great chemistry. Oh, yeah, we got great chemistry. Yeah, we all love each other. Yeah, we're tight. We're close. This team really is.
They're a very courageous team. They never backed up.
No, and I know it'll be that way again tomorrow night.
And
against the vaunted zone defense of Syracuse.
Wally still choked up because he had Dayton. He had Ohio State beating Dayton, and he lost that.
My only
dollars.
Loss yesterday.
Well, you know what? I can't blame you. I can't blame you if you're on the outside looking in. That was probably a smart pick. If you'd have called me, I could have talked you out of it.
You know what, Larry? I'm going to tell you the truth. I write a column for the statewide newspaper. I loved ripping Ohio State today. I loved it.
And he did.
You know what? Have you guys seen the front page of the Dayton Daily News?
Absolutely.
If not, you don't have a computer.
No, we have.
It has gone viral.
That's what they need to make a T-shirt out of.
Well, they have.
They have?
It's for sale, right? Yeah, it's for sale as of today.
I'm getting one.
Larry, how far can Dayton go? Can they get past Syracuse tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they can. Let's put it this way. Syracuse has to beat Dayton. Dayton is not going to come out and just wilt. And we're not going to go back home after the game saying, oh, gosh, woulda, coulda, shoulda, if only we'd played, But no. What? Dayton's best may not be enough, but that would only be because Syracuse's best was that darn good. I don't undersell Syracuse, but I don't undersell this Dayton team as having a puncher's chance in a head-to-head match.
Larry, talk if you can about Dayton and the town and how they support college basketball, the play-in games. Well, we should call it the first four. The first four games are there on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a permanent site. And just unbelievable crowds to watch those games, even though Dayton this year is off in Buffalo, but yet people still come out to watch those first four games.
It's been something that has amazed me through the years. I grew up in Columbus. How sweet was it to call my family after the game yesterday? But I've been covering the Flyers and broadcasting the games for 31 years. Dayton is my home now, and it is unique. It is unique in that you know, there have been more NCAA tournament games at that UD arena than any other venue. And the late Tom Ferrix, who was an athletic director at the university, really had a vision for creating this basketball-only facility. And for a private, small Catholic private school to do something like that back in the late 60s was just unheard of at the time. And it's become a very special place. And the fan following even predated that, back when they played in a little 3,500-seat gym on campus and were going to the NIT, and you know, there'd be 5,000 fans who would take the train to New York to watch Dayton play in the NIT during the 50s. So the following is something that might be in the DNA of people that live in Dayton.
Have you had a chance to talk to Archie today after the win and get his thoughts and get his thoughts on Syracuse tomorrow? And I'm sure he's going to be in front of the TV when Sean and the Arizona Wildcats play this afternoon.
Yeah, he's watching Sean right now, and this is the only time that he's not been watching tape on Syracuse. I mean, they have been getting they went back to work right away, letting the kids enjoy it, soak it up. But, you know, I got to give credit to Archie, a young coach who has grown so much this year, literally before my eyes. When this team had lost four in a row in January, I mean, you guys saw the great start out in Maui, but then start conference play, this team was 1-5 in the A-10. Last place, 13th out of 13. Okay? And at that point in time, ironically, he called his mentor, Thad Matta, coach of Ohio State, and, you know, and talked to him about the struggles, what they were going through. And ultimately, what Archie did was he backed off. You know, he wasn't in guys' faces yelling at them, telling them how badly they played or screwed up. He backed off on that. He shortened practice. And every time he spoke publicly and privately to them, he said, "I like our guys. I like who we are. I believe in what we can do." And that was his mantra from mid-January on. This team, since January 29th, has only lost three games. And it was all the same school, St. Joseph's.
Wow.
So he made the game fun again.
Yeah, that was what, and here again, ironically, he credits Thad Matta to that. He said that Thad Matta, when he was under him at Ohio State, had a unique way of making practice fun. And it's not like they do goofy games and play horse and stuff like that. But I tell you what, our kids love to go to practice. I mean, they really thrive on practice. And one of the reasons is you've got 14-man roster with two walk-ons, and you've got one guy that doesn't play a lot, okay, Alex Brilovich, and I'm putting his name out there just because he doesn't get any airtime anyplace else. but essentially, I mean, you've got 10, 11 guys playing in games, and when they're playing, well, they show up and they want to practice because they realize that practice is paying off for them. That's a case where you've got half your team that are, you know, so-called bench warmers. The other half are players. You know, you got kind of a little rift there. But no, these guys come to practice and they compete for playing time.
Wow. Well, it was obviously a fun game to watch yesterday, and now that our brackets are completely blown up, we're for all the upsets now. So go out there and beat Syracuse tomorrow.
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be about 15,000 people wearing orange that are going to be feeling different about it, but I think maybe the rest of the nation, and certainly Flyer Nation, is hoping for that outcome.
What's wrong with that kid? Did he think Dayton lost yesterday, or did he have Duke in his bracket?
Yeah, I think he just saw the Duke final and just he was beside himself.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I think that was Coach K saying that the A-10 shouldn't have got six teams in.
Oh.
Ooh, good shot.
Yes, it was, Larry.
Did I just say that? Oh, boy.
Yes, and we've got it on tape.
Consider that line stolen.
Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, and it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago when they lost to Lehigh, 75-70. That was Duke, the 15-seed Lehigh defeating Duke. So Duke has lost since 96 four times in the first round.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Unfortunately, it is, isn't it?
Parity is here.
There you go.
Larry, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Uh-huh. Enjoy.